Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What we're going to be talking about today, friends, is taking it to the enemy's territory and getting the job done. We're going to pull up my friend Keith Haskell, who was a guest speaker and a host for the event that we did last Saturday in Albert Lea, Minnesota. This guy, for a better way of saying it, friends, is a kick in the pants, and he's also a man of many different hats, and I'm going to let him share that with you in about 15 minutes here. Well, not even that long. Folks, I want to show you this because I noticed this today. For those that are on social media platforms, people are posting the shirts that they're getting from the Sons of Liberty Media.com, the store. And we have our friend right here, and I hope he's okay with this because I got a kick out of it, to be honest with you. This is one of our friends and one of our listeners, and he just decided to take a picture of himself and post it. And then, lo and behold, I look to the right of that, and there's another guy wearing the same shirt. That's our friend David Deaton from Pennsylvania. So, friends, I just wanted to tell you that these shirts are available. This is our national slogan. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store. We're not making money off of it. We're just giving people history, and they're great conversation starters, to say the least. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're on social media platforms, again, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Jump on to social media platforms. And with that said, subscribe to the page. Go to the top of the page. We are rebuilding our YouTube page on Rumble because YouTube unlawfully decided to go ahead and censor free speech by pulling down our site, and they did so. We're not letting that go, rest assured. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to SOL Radio Live, click on to subscription, and watch us on a live feed every day if you so choose. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and check out the top left side of the page. There we are, social media platforms. If you want to call in at any time, again, we're going to have a guest, Keith Haskell, in just a couple minutes here. But if you'd like to call in, and if you're talking and sticking to the topic, we'll pull you up. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. John 14:6, John 8:32, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on. You get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. I want to get to this real quick and tee it up for our conversation that we're going to have with Keith Haskell, who is an investigator, by the way. But he's also an investigator that gets the job done, and he takes it into the enemy's territory. He confronts them. He warns them if they refuse to take heed to the warnings. warning shots per se, metaphorically, then he deals with them in a lawful manner, and again, he gets the job done. So, in doing so, friends, I want to show you this video, and I want you to pay careful attention as to what's going on. Parts of this video are going to be very disturbing. They're on social media platforms. If you're listening to us in one of the 154 cities, you'll hear it just fine. But here we go, friends. This is insanity.
Libraries has become a statewide controversy, and tonight dozens of parents didn't hold back their feelings during a pretty contentious meeting that went down in Keller. J.D. Miles tonight, the only news camera at that meeting where tempers flared over books on gender and sex that some parents are calling
porn. It's criminal, by the way. It's
a
criminal.
A sexually explicit book discovered last month on a Keller ISD library database created a firestorm that came to a head here tonight. Upset parents called on the school board to remove other similar material or resign.
Lead this district, protect our children, or get out of the way.
During a raucous meeting, parents brought signs and openly cheered. As well as boo.
No. Hey, folks, just for the record, the boo, they can go ahead and paste this together any way that they so choose. I've been to these meetings before, and the booing is not the way that they're putting it into their little script. This is called cutting and pasting and delivering it to the people in such a fashion where they can set their bias. So beware of how they're setting the narrative. I go on.
Those defending and those adamantly opposed to adult-themed books available to
folks, here's the thing. They act like it's divided. Here's the other thing. They act like this is all okay. What they're advocating in public schools is against the law. It's a felony. Okay? So I don't care if you had a 99 out of the 100 people that showed up at a meeting, maybe in this particular case, just setting it up, friends, to make my point, and 99% were for what is against the law, and I was the one person standing against and up for the law, against their lawlessness. I don't care what they have to say. Where are the police to prosecute those that are advocating child porn in a public school? That is my objective, and that is all American, let me tell you.
All right. ISD students.
And please stop the sexual grooming of our children by the...
Okay, I got another question. I just got to insert this into this conversation. Why is he saying, please stop sexually grooming our children? Why is he asking a school board to please stop committing crimes against their children? Please stop showing our kids explicit material that's against the law. Please stop grooming our children for the point of what you are attempting to do and adjust the atmosphere in the school to go ahead and violate the child. Because that's what grooming is all about. Why are parents saying thank you that you stopped raping the minds and molesting the minds of our children? Can you make this up, friends? You really can't.
With books and illustrations.
It is my job to teach my kids about sex. It's y'all's job to help teach about reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Where are the police?
A sexually explicit comic called Gender Queer.
Where are the police, friends?
From an online Keller ISD library database. State Republican leaders, including Governor Abbott, have called for an audit of all school library books.
Yeah.
And the prosecution of those.
This is all coming from the government, by the way, friends.
Students to access them. Parents who brought a wagon full of some school library books they call pornographic support that idea.
You want to know what it has in it? I'm not going to read it, but I'll tell you. Sodomy, rape, and drug use.
Isn't this what the government is in fact trying to normalize, friends? Yes, it is. This is all coming from your said representatives that are committing the crimes against children. These are just the people that are getting in the way, friends. Enough is enough. Again, as I've said before, I've done 364 public schools across the country in 25 states. If I was to introduce the children as to what the teachers are introducing to their children, I'd be considered a pedophile. I'd be thrown in jail for a long time. Why is it the school boards are okay with it? And why is it that the parents are asking them to quit doing it? This is ridiculous. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. libertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. As you can see, friends, and I hate to say it, but I just got to remind everybody that we're recording all of this stuff. But you see the heavy censorship going on the social media platform, Facebook, even now. But again, regardless, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Rebuild right there. Let's use their Facebook. Well, let's use their subversive platforms, and let's use them against them. Let's use the law against the law the way that they mean to do it, but we'll do it lawfully. They can break the law, and we need to lawfully deal with them, but we'll do it this way as we begin to allow their cruelties to swell our ranks, because that's exactly what's happening here. Now, listen, this is what I want to do, because there's so much stuff. Here's Keith Haskell. Hey, Keith, how are you doing, brother, from another mother? This is Keith Haskell, and I actually had an introduction to Keith when we did an event in Albert Lea, Minnesota last week. And I was so taken with this guy, and I, as I said to Keith, if my wife was here and I turned around and my wife was right there, I said, she will tell you that there's very little in this world that actually entertains me in this sense or captures my attention in the way that Keith Haskell captured my attention. So with saying that, and without further ado, what I want to do is I want to bring up Keith really quick. Do we have Keith Haskell there, my friend?
I am live with you.
I got you. Okay, thank you, brother. Now, listen, you have an intro here. Now, I don't know where you want me to go, but I know where I can go. I mean, you are a man of many hats. You've been a successful small businessman. You have a background in public safety, private security. You've had 45 employees in a investigator's company, which is outstanding. Your career has brought you to very interesting VIP protection assignments, which I like, including Minnesota's own prince. Okay, cool. As well as major event security planning, execution at venues up to and including WeFest. So you've been around the block concerning that particular area. in your profession. You have over, and this is what's key, and this is exactly why I want to bring you on social media platforms and on to 154 affiliates across the country. Keith has over 1,000 felony arrests to his credit for corporate security theft and retail employee and customer shoplifting cases, and in doing so knows the court system very well. You have also spent years teaching a faith-based addiction program in county jails and lending counsel to family members of those inmates and addicts. And then we have at the very end of this, after being told it would cost them $800 for a conditional use permit to put a banner in a grass lot on his business property, he joined the fight against big government and the overreach of local licenses, fees, administrative costs, permit costs, and more. And early last summer, the National Action Task Force, the acronym NATF, asked him to join forces as a constitutional investigator. Keith is highly involved in investigating and bringing claims and charges against, I love this, school boards and city councils gone rogue and not representing the wishes of men and women who have children in those districts. Now listen, I didn't mean to sound like a knothead reading that off, but listen, Keith is as new to me in many ways as he is now being introduced to you. He's new to you as well. Keith, were you watching the first segments of the show today? Because I just played a video of the parents basically asking the school boards to quit teaching their kids child pornography. And I'm just curious if you did, and if you didn't, I still narrated it for you and I teed it up for you. What are your thoughts on that a school or said educators can go ahead and induce and insert into the books child pornography in grooming their children in public schools in America today?
Yeah, I didn't catch your whole segment. I was listening to a lot of it by audio. But I will tell you, I took a case today in Minnesota from a very nearby community where parents have actually gone to the sheriff's department to file a formal complaint about pornography in their school district from a specific teacher who is not only teaching it, she's sharing that she is bisexual, has a live-in girlfriend lover with her husband, and the acts they do. And the sheriff's department, who hasn't yet got a phone call from me, denied to file charges and called it a civil matter, and that's bull talk.
Yes, it is. And it's interesting because what we're seeing is the homosexual, the sodomite communities. And by the way, Keith, if you didn't know, which you probably do, in every state it's still considered a felony. In the United States of America, but the government, with the use of the mainstream media, they're trying to dummy down and desensitize the American people to accept it because somehow or another, these people that are doing their best to strike down law that keeps them out of the closet, they want to make sure that they can come out and spew out their filth on everybody. It's interesting to note that they don't have the shield. They're not the victims when, in fact, what we do know is they're the ones carrying the spear. They're the ones perpetuating the crime, and I'm going to show after we're done with our little interview here with you, I'm going to show the people exactly what's happening in public schools, because I warned before, about 15 years ago, that this is exactly what was going to happen if we allowed these individuals to commit the act of sodomy and have their way in public schools, that these crimes were going to fall upon our children, and that's exactly what we're seeing across the board, Keith. What say you?
Well, they definitely are, and make no mistake about it, Bradley. This is happening right here, right now in Minnesota, and I'm part of a national group of investigators. It's happening nationwide, albeit a few school districts or states that have said my new favorite phrase that I got from you Saturday, no, you're not.
Amen.
There are a few states saying, no, you're not, and we need to just get a lot louder with that message.
And that's right. Okay, so what I want to do is I want you to take us into a setting where you confront these school boards for maybe one of the topics that we're even covering right now. What does that look like, Keith, when you actually go inside a public setting and you confront the school board members? What is it that you do?
And, Bradley, there's a couple of different scenarios because sometimes I've already been in town. I'm doing my asset investigations on those school board members to see exactly what they own because, you know, that veil of protection is gone. They're going to be liable. They've been put on notice by parents already that you're violating state statutes, you're violating the Constitution. So sometimes I'll come at them head on and just say, yes, I am an investigator. Yes, we've been brought here by parent group.
Good.
Yes, you are in trouble. Other times, not quite so bold. Sometimes I'll stand up and just say, you know, when you tell people, and they're doing this, Bradley, you can't clap, you can't carry a sign, you can't groan, you're limited to 2 minutes. Those are violations of your right of free speech and free expression, and that's been verified and held up by the Minnesota Supreme Court and United States Supreme Court several times. Parents need to wake up. These school boards are violating your constitutional rights to free speech and free expression on top of a lot of other things.
Well, Keith, okay, so let's say I'm one of the school board members. You come in, you tell us you're an investigator. What is that response from the board members when they know that you're an investigator now confronting them for what it is that they mean to advocate?
You know, I see all kinds of different responses. Occasionally, I see the drop jaw.
Yeah.
I see, and I hate to do it, but I see the Joe Biden, you know, or the prosecution from the Kyle's trial over in Wisconsin, where they just put the head in the hands and they know that they're defeated or that they're beat. But this is what I see more, and this should be really concerning. I see complete arrogance. I see school boards that I thought, oh, geez, they just don't know better, or they need to be taught, or they need to realize these parents are serious. Let me tell you, COVID exposed a lot of things in our school boards, and I'm thankful for COVID-19 because a lot of these school boards, it's all about the money, and they could care less who's standing in front of them, telling them that they're wrong, telling them that they're going to be sued, because they're getting millions of dollars.
Yeah. Now, do you think the American people actually know that, Keith, what you just told them?
No.
Yeah.
They believe that this CARES money that we're getting in Minnesota, they believe it's to buy masks. Well, there's not a school district here that spent $1.7 million on masks. But see, to get that $1.7 million, you have to mask the children in the school. But there's money for administration, there's money for personnel, there's money for PPE supplies, and the parents aren't doing a good enough job filing those Data Practice Acts, demanding to know where that money went. What's it being used for? Line item by line item, I want a financial audit at school board on what they're doing with their $1 million.
So what you're telling me then is they're getting a blank check. It's like
Absolutely.
That's the incentive. They accept the money. They'll enforce the unconstitutional edicts coming down from the federal government, which has no business doing what they're doing in state governments. But we see Tim Walz in our particular state going right along with it. So the incentive is they get the blank check. They can make and use that money at will for the things that they so desire. And what they'll do in the meantime is they'll just use the kids as the excuse to take the money. That's what you're telling us.
That's exactly accurate, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so what I have is a hard break coming up on me right now, Keith, but I do want to hold you over for another segment, if you don't mind. And again, what I want to do now is I want to take it in. So, and I'm taking it step by step for people that might not know the process, Keith, but I do want to make clear that when you go in there and you set the record and you give them the warning and the warning goes unheeded by the school boards, what is the process that you then take? So that's the question I'm going to ask you right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, we'll be right back after this break.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and his family are in Nantucket, Massachusetts to celebrate Thanksgiving. the president taking a trip to meet with members of Nantucket's Coast Guard. During the meeting, Biden responding to a reporter asking him what he's thankful for.
What am I thankful for? I'm not joking when I say I'm thankful for these guys. Thankful for them and everybody. I mean from the bottom of my heart.
House Judiciary Republicans are criticizing the president for his visit to Nantucket in a tweet saying Joe Biden is enjoying his Thanksgiving at a billionaire's home in Nantucket. Regular America enjoying the expensive gas and groceries. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the parade was back in full swing this year after a toned-down parade last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats have tucked a lucrative $2.5 billion tax break inside President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social welfare bill. The tax break allows for trial lawyers on a contingency basis, meaning they are paid only if the case is settled in their favor, to deduct expenses immediately. Such expenses include hourly labor fees and the expenses associated with waging a lawsuit. On average, according to the American Bar Association, the fixed rate for contingency cases is anywhere between 33 and 40% total of the settlement payout. As legal costs continue to soar, the Joint Committee on Taxation estimates a write-off would cost taxpayers $2.5 billion over the next decade. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission is declaring a water shortage emergency. Officials making the request for residents to voluntarily reduce water use by 10%. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you want to book us, right now is the time. We're going to be in South Dakota. Looks like we're going to be in Yankton, South Dakota. And on December 1st, we will be in Rapid City, South Dakota with Sheriff Richard Mack from Arizona. Dude was famous from the 90s because he stood up against the federal government concerning a Brady bill, and he won the day. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll see how that rolls out. But we'll be there December 1st, and we'll also be in Yankton. I'm waiting for specifics on that. We're also being called up to North Dakota right now, and I'm talking about what's right in front of us. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Forgive me, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I have my newfound friend here, Keith Haskell. Complimentary. What a kick in the pants. This guy's got many hats. He's a serious guy. He's an entertaining guy. But you know what? He understands what's in front of us right now. This is about our kids. At least it is for me, and I believe it is for Keith as well, because that is the reoccurring common theme we have. This is now about our posterity, our children. We have to fight for them the way that our forefathers did 244 years later, and here we are today. And so we need to do the same thing. We have the opportunity to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the way that our forefathers did on the behalf of our children. And I'm standing up with my hand raised to heaven and saying, Lord, send me, Lord, send me. And I believe Keith is one of those guys as well. Now, on your bio, Keith, back to Keith Haskell, it states that the National Action Task Force, the NATF, asked you to join forces as a constitutional investigator. And then months later, you were also called up to be a part of the state coordinator for recruitment of like-minded individuals. Now, this is what I want to bring to you. Keith is highly involved in investigating and bringing claims and charges against school boards. I hear people asking me all the time, all over the country, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, I suppose, Keith, if we just show them how it's done, then what they can do, Hebrews 13:7, is they can follow in your footsteps as to how it is done. Bring it in for us when they refuse to take heed to your warnings. What is the next step after that in process?
Sure, and I'm glad you brought that up, Bradley. You don't have to go the law route and the lawsuit route. There are other remedies. We do a written notice and demand. We put them on notice that they're violating something. This is really key for your listeners. You have to be very specific. If you're violating a Second Amendment right, you've got to say you're violating my Second Amendment right. Then you've got to quote the Second Amendment. Then you've got to give them the date, time, and place and how they violated that. And I'm just using the Second Amendment as one example.
Yep.
But you put them on notice that they've done wrong. Then you make your demand on how to make that right. Maybe that's an open letter to the editorial saying, hey, we as a school board messed up. We missed the mark. We fell short of your expectations. Maybe it is financial. I know some of the notice and demands are utilizing, instead of state statutes about small claims court, we're using United States Code 18, and that allows for $250,000 in a claim. Huh. Now, that's a claim against the school board, but it's also a claim against each individual member. And again, like I said, veil of protections and fears. These school boards and city councils don't realize they're on the hook for $250,000 each, a piece.
So how do you break, Keith, how do you break that down when it gets to that point? I mean, do you then approach them, or is this all done via email, through a letter? You're not going to be able to hide behind your school board attorney anymore because now I'm going after you on an individual basis. Again, kind of spell that out just a little bit more, because I have always said since day one, you know, when it comes to the governor, when it comes to a corrupt mayor, when it comes to some corrupt representative or agency, you take it to them personally, because when you take it to them personally, then it means something. And also, on the other hand, they can't steal away tax dollars from the coffers of those that are working to go ahead and compensate someone for you breaking the law. So,
yeah,
what, go ahead. What does that look like when you actually take it? I want to be in the room with you, Keith, when you tell the people, you had it, I'm done, I warned you, you didn't listen, so here we go.
Right, and Bradley, so there's a couple videos up about some of the school boards that I have spoke to, and there's more coming in the next 2 weeks that I have to go to. I'm gone every Monday and every Tuesday night, in-person meetings. Sometimes I'm just there incognito as an investigator. They don't know I'm recording. They don't know I'm seeing what they're doing. But sometimes I just take it straight to them and let them know what's up. If they don't want to heed that, and very few of them do because they don't know that you're serious, they don't know that you're real, they don't know you have this ability or that this is out there. So a lot of them are getting caught by surprise. And that's okay. We got caught by surprise 20 years, you know, before we happened to walk through the kitchen during COVID-19 and ask our sons and daughters, wait a minute, what did that teacher just say? What book are they asking you to read? You know, that's where this all came about. But now, so today, we serve papers in Albert Lea, Minnesota, on some school officials. I mean, professional process serving. You got tagged with the papers that touched your body, and the gentleman or lady that served them said, you have been served. That's not a fun packet of paperwork to receive. I'll guarantee you, we're going to mess up your Monday and certainly your Friday.
That's exactly right. So all of a sudden, Keith, my understanding, and I suspect if I'm viewing them, when you hand them papers to these individuals, all of a sudden that demigod attitude goes right out the window. Is that right?
Curiously enough, not to others.
Huh.
They still hold that thing of arrogance because they've talked to legal counsel. You know, they've used our tax dollars. They've all had emails and correspondence back with the school board's attorneys, and they think that there's nothing can be done because they think they're immune. Well, not only are they not immune, But now we've got Representative Eric Morton too, introducing legislation that we're going to, you know, if it passes, if HF 200 passes, some of these school board members are going to be withdrawn. They're going to be kicked out of office before the next election. And we're one of the few states that that's very tough to do right now.
Well, we're not just looking for resignations, though. I mean, like, for example, yeah. When you look at the – did you see this mayor in Ohio that actually went to the school board meeting, said he just talked to a judge. He came in and he said, now, listen, either you resign right now or else you're going to be charged for your crimes for teaching and introducing child pornography to children. Did you see this video, Keith?
I have seen the video, and I have some parents that have said in their notice and demand, you can make this right by resigning immediately tonight, by the end of this school board meeting, not next week, not in a month from now after you get your Christmas bonus check, now. And in some of them that put that in their notice and demand, that's what the parents want, that's an option. Everything's done negotiating, but the negotiating power is now in our system.
Yeah, okay, so, again, I said during the first segment before I teed it up with you, Keith, that I've done about 364 high schools in 25 states. If I was to, in any sense of the word, introduce to those kids, which is so out of sight and so out of mind, and all the while knowing that it's a felony in this country to advocate pornography, if I was to do so during my assembly program, the assembly program would be stopped instantaneously, the cops would then review the film, they would throw me in jail, I would stand before the judge, and I would not only be incarcerated, but I would be prosecuted for my crimes, and rightfully so. How is it that these school board members are getting a near, and I'm not saying this disrespectfully, I'm saying, folks, justice guards our liberty, and if these people don't realize that we're going to teach them the fear of God, then what we're going to do is we're going to add strength to tyranny by encouraging the next guy to come in after they resign. Resignation to me, Keith, is not good enough. It really isn't.
No, you're right. And the school board, the parent groups really need to be really cautious about something. You don't want to create a vacuum by getting everybody to quit without having a candidate in mind that's going to be right-minded, like-minded, on standby to replace them. And that's the problem right now. We have to make sure that if we're forcing resignations or terminations or arrests, and they are coming, mark my words, Minnesota, arrests of school board members and city council members are going to come.
Amen.
They're probably coming during the meeting, so we get the maximum press venue and exposure out of it.
We'll be happy. Amen. We'll happily be a part of that. And listen, I can feel that, first of all. I rejoice in justice. Justice is the very heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24 tells us just that. And it tells us in Psalm 9:16 and 17 that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And I think of Amos 5:24 where it tells us, let righteousness run down like water. Judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. And Keith, I also, who used to be a preacher, by the way, Keith has been a preacher, and I suspect that you still are. Once a preacher, always a preacher. But Keith, King David said, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law. When you look at what's going on here, what gets me is the fact that the parents are continuously dropping their kids off at a public school to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. And the criminals behind the scenes are so encouraged by that, that they've gone this far. And again, so do you stop with just the school board members, or do you guys take it up the flagpole to deal with those that are actually using the school boards and the said teachers in public schools to advocate their agenda?
Exactly, and it does go up the chain. You know, there's so many superintendents that think they run the school board, and there's so many school boards that think the superintendent runs them, and that's the exact opposite of what's legit and real and the way things are set up. That school board is supposed to control that superintendent or that principal and the teachers. So, yes, the school board's responsible. Are they the only ones? Absolutely not. This teacher that's talking about her sexual affairs to a classroom of 8th, 9th, 10th graders and things of that nature, I have to be careful.
Yeah.
There's a full investigation started this morning, and I'm kind of a Wolverine. When I set my teeth into something, I really don't let go. And that's how we have to be as parents.
Amen.
We're not just advocating for our children, Bradley, and I've met yours. You have a wonderful family. I'm advocating for my children's children. Because this took 20 and 30 years to get to where we are at this point. We're not turning it around in 1 year.
That's right. Keith, can I hold you over for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio voices, yeah. Hey, folks, really quick before we pull up our investigator friend from the National Action Task Force, the NATF, Keith Haskell, I want to show you really quick as to what we're talking about here. McFarland teacher pleads no contest to having sex with students. You can't make it up. Then we have a teacher charged with a dozen sex crimes after allegedly doing the unthinkable to kids. And again, friends, I want you to keep in mind as to where this is coming from. This is coming from the top. And the government has been, in fact, we know that the government, namely the federal government, has been indoctrinating the kids for a long time in this country illegally, and it's a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, Americans. And the great question here is why is it that we have 86% of those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives dropping their kids off in public schools to be illegally indoctrinated? Pull the kids from public school, it's all over. The whole system falls, friends, okay? They're raising up good little communists, and the fact of the matter is the parents are the ones dropping them off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated. And by the way, it was William Hansen that said, in essence, Secretary of Education under that of Ronald Reagan, that the longer kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. Well, folks, we're way beyond that. We're way beyond that. Let's go over to our friend Keith Haskell again. And, Keith, I want to ask you something. Is there anything that you would like to bring to the table that you find to be advantageous and profitable for the people in this country to begin to stand up and understand that the law is on their side and that they have every right under God to take it to the school board members? And those school board members must understand from the parents that take it to them that that authority that has been given unto them, should I say delegated authority, has been given unto them from the very people that they are supposed to serve and work for and represent concerning those laws.
Exactly, because elected people are not always officials, right? Elected people are elected to represent us, and our wish is not their private agenda, not their little pet project, and we've just let it get so out of control, so out of hand, Bradley. And, you know, school boards are going to go to jail. We've already seen it. Now, I know mainstream media doesn't publicize it, but there have been at least three school board members that I know that have already been arrested.
Really?
For things related to COVID and the funding and CRT and all this sexual things that we're teaching our children. What do I bring to the table? I'm going to flip the script for you. You're a parent. I'll tell you what I need you to bring to the table, and most of you have it in your pocket. It's that cell phone. You need to start live streaming your school board meetings. You need to have your children take video when someone's being disciplined because they're not wearing a mask or being ridiculed because they won't take a vaccine. These teachers are speaking up and calling children out by name in classrooms. And we need that evidence because we're going to take it to them, and then we're going to take it to the bank, and we're going to cash in because it seems to be the only way we get their attention.
I want to stop right there because you said something that was key. Why, I ask Keith, it's an obvious question. Why is it that the mainstream media is not promulgating or broadcasting this information to the rest of us that these teachers are, in fact, committing crimes against children?
Right, and part of it, if you do a Freedom of Information Act, or you go watch and listen to their commercials, and you see who their advertisers are, how much money is Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson spending on mainstream media? Tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, yeah. And look how much their profits are up. But who's the media going to follow? Joe's Garage or Keith's Auto Detailing, or are they going to follow, you know, Pfizer, who's putting the jab in people's arms?
Yeah, right. We just found out, as a matter of fact, this morning, this is breaking news, that Bill Gates himself, Mr. Depopulation himself, he was found having given over $300 million to the mainstream media. So this all goes hand in glove with Big Pharma, because that's where his profits come from. And it's also interesting to note that, 30 to 40% of all advertising dollars come from Big Pharma. So there it is. And again, it's just going forward. And again, the American people need to wake up as to what's going on here. Going back to the schools, what is it that you could, you know, I Keith, even if we were having a conversation on the phone, I would ask this. I just want to be, I hate when people say they're transparent, but I really am. I'm black and white. Everything I do is black and white. What is it that you could bring to the table that would infuriate the American people as to what you've seen in public schools from your end, from what you've seen through your investigations?
First, it should be the arrogance, because these are representatives of us, and I have seen school board members laugh at parent groups that get up and speak about why they're upset. I've seen them laugh at signs and banners that groups bring in. I've seen them haul people away and charge them with trespassing because they wanted to redress the grievances. They wanted to speak up, and they wouldn't wear a mask, or they wouldn't comply with some of the mandates and policies that school boards made. That should infuriate America. When can we not walk in? I just said this, and many people aren't, but if you're in the Dover, Eota School District, I just said this to your school board. Teachers, especially your English teachers and speech teachers, teach communication. Communication's two-way. That means one of you speaks, one listens, and then it's the other person's turn. These school board meetings, they have no clue what communication is. When you start talking in your 2 or 3 minutes of open forum, they're on their phone, texting, doing whatever, they're scribbling, they're not paying a doggone bit of attention to what the parents are saying, and they could care less, and that alone, that infuriate you. Now go through your school library, which you have every right to do. I have a list of over 150 books that never belong in a school library. Go through your school library and pull some of those books. Read what some of those are saying. Read some of the poems that I'm going to post today. And you should be far, far further than just infuriated. You should be, excuse me, but you should be darn right pissed off.
Yeah, to say the least. That, hey, by the way, the Bible does say that word. King David used it, as a matter of fact. why is it that the parents are asking... I went to a school board here in Minnesota about 3 weeks ago, and I watched two parents complain about what was going on in that school. They were walking on eggshells, by the way. And when they were done speaking, they looked at the school board members and said, "We just want to thank you." Both of them said this. "We want to thank you for allowing the parents to make their own decisions with their children." Isn't that a door open for them to take the reins? And is that not exactly what's happening in public schools, where these said school board members are taking the reins and acting as if they have a right to raise up their children in the place of the parent themselves?
Yeah, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear a school board member stand up and look at the parent group and say, "I'd like to thank you for allowing me to serve you and steer your children's interests in the right way."
Yeah.
How proud of the artist.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I also have one more thought, and then we're almost there. I got about 3 minutes left, and I want to drive people to your website and the such. When the police are in one of these school board meetings, how is it that if someone doesn't comply, going back to something you said right before this last little conversation we were having, but the point that we were talking about before this last one, Keith, when the police are in those rooms, it's their job, and I'm playing the fool here, is it not their job to uphold the same laws that we are when we go into those school board meetings? And when one of these school board members says, "Well, you don't have a mask on, you don't have this, that, or the other thing," which, by the way, there is no law to make reference that they can implement these unlawful edicts in the first place, why would the police officer actually stand up and remove someone that's obeying the law in the face of someone that's violating law?
Oh, I can answer that. They have too many zeros in their bank account before the decimal, and they want to give some away.
And that's what it is.
In other words, it's not even about the law. Let's go back even further than that. They took an oath. They swore an oath.
That's right.
To defend us, you and I, from inside and outside domestic and foreign terrorism. They have forgot their oath. No, they didn't forget it. They know their oath. They violated their oath knowingly, willingly, wrongfully, and now they are going to be held accountable.
Amen.
They're just in it. And I pulled one out of a local school district after I gave my talk. I said, "Come out here. I want to talk to you for a minute. You know, I come from a public safety background and public safety family. You're in the wrong, and you know it." And I get the, "Just doing my job."
Yep,
well,
yep.
You know what? Then go do another job or run for sheriff and kick out or run for chief of police, because your instructions just got you sued.
That's right. Well, you know what? The Nuremberg trials, they all try to blame it on Adolf Hitler, saying they were just doing their job, when, in fact, if they were doing their job, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler, not the innocent in Germany during that particular time. I literally have about 30 seconds, Keith Haskell. How do people get a hold of you? And if they're looking for help, can they come to you?
Yes, they can. And please understand, I am overloaded right now. This is almost every school board in the state of Minnesota, almost everyone. But the easiest way is to use the TextNow app. Send a message to 507-835-9155. That's 507-835-9155. That's my text now. Or email me, 507-patriotmx@gmail.com.
Keith, I totally appreciate you. I will be talking to you soon. Again, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have Keith Haskell, investigator, doing this stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.